So back to the second part of our interview, Julian. For me, the book has a bit of everything, and everyone will relate to it and will be able to respond to it and will understand where you're coming from and what you're saying, because it touches human emotion. And that is its beauty, and congratulations is all I can say, because it is so moving. But there's bits of magic in it. You know, there's memoir and there's all sorts of things in it, but there's bits of magic as well that are just lovely. Would you like to read a second poem from the book?
Yeah, sure. I'll read you this vignette called War Right, which is an example of, I don't know, I wrote this piece because it provides such a nice levity to the book, and also like such a counterpoint to some of the heavier sort of geopolitical stuff, because I think that's part of what I'm saying. I think, you know, indigenous peoples the world over, we've been through, you know, so much, you know, we've survived against enormous odds, but that means our hearts are broken, but our eyes are peeled for beauty. You know, we are always on the hunt. We have a very wide capacity to be in the presence of and actually acknowledge the presence of the beautiful. So this is a piece called More Right. My Aunt Lou told me once that it is easier for our people to believe in magic than it is for others. As soon as she said it, I knew it was true. I knew because that day she'd taken my sister and me, plus two of our cousins, to a beach on the northern coast of the island where the sand is shaped like stars. We got lost in those stars. We bent over their tiny bodies for hours, inspecting them as closely as we could without a magnifying glass, wishing we had one, even if only one, even if it meant we had to share. We made star castles. We cartwheeled over constellations. We ran around and fell down on a blanket of stars. We took turns burying each other in a beautiful graveyard of celestial bodies. My aunt's husband, a white man from Australia, explained later that they weren't stars at all, but rather foraminifera, tiny single-celled creatures who live at the bottom of the sea, whose exoskeletons wash ashore when they die. Forum sands, he said. He was right, of course. But my aunt was more right. Because eyes wide with wonder is a perfectly good definition of magic. Because magic could just as easily mean stargazing in the midday sun while looking down. Because we had so little. Yet, somehow, we had it all. Thank you.
You cannot listen to that without a smile on your face.
True. It's very much a celebration of, like, a child's worldview, you know?
So, Julian, you are happy to share your book into different countries and different places?
Oh, yeah, no, it's really quite something that it has been moving hearts, you know, all over the world. It's not just here in Guam, you know, I mean, it's just everywhere. I've been flooded with messages from people who say that the book either helped them face something difficult or just reminded them of something really sort of beautiful and long lost. So it really is an inspiration to know that it's moving its way, you know, it's working its way around the world.
So I'd love to see it in this neck of the woods. I'd love to see it. I'd love for everybody in Australia to read it. And if you're happy for me to try, I'll give it a go.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Sue. You're so great. I would love for people in Australia to read it. I think, you know, there's so many different kind of groups of people in Australia who would get something out of it. Because we share this region, you know, this region that is dear to all of us. And in some ways, you know, our communities are facing similar, if not identical, things, you know. And so
exactly.
we can really feel each other's sort of pain as we go forward in the world. But yeah, I hope people there to read it.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too, for having me.